Right. The next court case we're looking at is the case against alleged underworld crime boss Nafiz Modak, back in the court role today. Modak arrested, you'll remember, last Thursday. There was that high-speed chase with police in Cape Town. And he's made several court appearances in the last week after being initially arrested in connection with a failed murder attempt on the criminal lawyer William Booth. He's also expected to be charged in connection with the murder of anti-gang policeman Charles Kinnear. So on Tuesday this week, Modak appeared at the Bishop Lavis Magistrates Court. He was charged with attempts to kill Kinnear. And the murder attempts include a petrol bomb attack, shooting, a hand grenade attack. And he's also facing a charge of corruption, along with the anti-gang unit member, Sergeant Ashley Tabisha. And that's all got to do with Tabisha apparently giving him some kind of information about when raids would be carried out. Shamila Fisher, EWN reporter, joining us now. Shamila, thank you for your time today. So Nafiz Modak appearing in court today, and some developments in that matter as well.
Yes, good afternoon, Mandy. Well, the cases that you've just mentioned, he didn't appear on those charges today. This is quite a layered case against Modak and his co-accused. The matter before the Cape Town Magistrates Court today has got to do with extortion, intimidation, kidnapping, and as well as the attempted murder of defense attorney William Booth. So when the matter started off today, it was stood down because the second defense couldn't agree on a date. Initially, it was agreed upon that because of the high-profile nature of this matter, as well as the security threats and risks pertaining to the accused in this matter, that the case should be transferred to the Blue Downs Regional Court. And the initial date that the state proposed was the 20th of May. And that would be on that date, during the first appearance at the Blue Downs Regional Court, they would then decide on a date for a bail application. But the defense disagreed with this. They were of the opinion that if the matter was postponed to the 20th, it should be for a bail application on the day. And the matter was stood down, and eventually we got back to court. Zane Killian, who, as we know, is being charged in connection with the attempted hit on Mr. Booth, as well as the murder of Detective Charles Kinnear, he was added to this matter today in the Cape Town Magistrates Court as well, facing a string of charges along with his co-accused in this case. And that case has today been transferred to the regional court and postponed to the 14th of May. The defense for Nafiz Modak did ask for his client to be held in a single cell at the Portsmore prison. Three of the accused are being sent to Portsmore prison, whereas Zane Killian is being held at the Goodwood prison where he's going to be kept. And that matter, the magistrate did indicate that they are going to ask, that something that needs to be dealt with the court, with the prison orderlies and the officials when he is transported to Portsmore prison. But interestingly, before the matter stood down, Advocate Dirk Ace, on behalf of Nafiz Modak, did indicate that his client wants to bring a case of attempted murder against the station commander of the Bellville Police Station, and much details has been shared about this. So afterwards, I went and I asked his lawyer, Irfan Parker, just for further details about this. So he said he doesn't know anything at that point. He would have to consult with his lawyer, with his client, but he could tell us that that's got to do with Nafiz Modak's arrest in Century City last week. As we do know that he's also charged with attempted murder in that matter, as well as reckless driving and resisting arrest. So he's bringing this charge against the Bellville station commander as well. And that matter will also be heard when he appears on the 14th of May. Right. Again, a lot of police chairs, high police visibility, a lot of police surrounding the courtyard. And interestingly, outside, a large group of people standing in the rain outside of the courtyard, holding up placards, basically in support of Modak. We approached them. I asked some of them why they were here today, and they said, well, it's Eid. It's almost Eid. And Modak, he supports them financially in the sense of he has that food parcels. If they're in need of anything, they contact him, and he makes sure that the community is looked after. I also asked him what they make of the charges that he's facing at the moment some of them didn't seem too certain about what exactly the charges were, what he's really being accused of. But interestingly, one of the ladies who gathered there, she mentioned that she thinks it's because he's exposing police corruption, and that is why he's being targeted.
Shamila, thank you so much for that. Shamila Fisher out there at that court appearance of Nafeez Modak. I completely anticipated that there would be counter charges there. So that is now happening. And you also heard there what she's saying about the people who've come out to support Nafeez Modak. Your thoughts on that one? Send us a voice note on 0727021702 or 0725671567.